Now, the road builders will take it. Dry it out, by the way.
Yeah. But did you ever see those little X-shaped things they put wood in to cut it, to saw it, to hold the wood when they were sawing it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now.
Oh, that was a rack, you know?
That's kind of like a rack, what I have. Well, I make them myself. I took me two things like that, I cross it, you see, and then I lay my wood. I make it as long as I want, and I got my wood, I haul it up and pull it, I lay across that. I done heave it at this place here, and I took my flower saw and cut it like I want.
Did you ever see the ones that had two A-shaped frames, kind of, like that, with a piece of wood across them?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. But when you had an axe, what did you keep it sharp on? Did you ever see the things?
Well, it's a grinding stone, we call it. My brother got one up there now. But I never would take out time to want to grind one. I always get me a file and file mine. Sharp my axe or a file.
Yeah.
But my brother and I said, let's give him less heat, he's going to take his. And that's the way the old folk used to do, to use a file. And Frank is better than a file. If you take time, you stay and grind it like it ought to be ground. But it takes a whole lot of time for a grindstone to cut that axe till you got it sharp. This axe got to be. And you can't get right on the edge of it with that grindstone. You got to get back far enough for that axe to blade to be hitting on that grind. But he'll take his time and do it. I just go get me a 10 or 12 inch file and lay the axe on something and I'm going to file it. Do my cutting.
When you used to have a you used to carry your wife would carry clothes out to the line in a what?
Well, my wife was like, well, she was washing in the now. Well, in them times, she always had something like a what you call a foot tube, and she wring her clothes and put them on that foot tube, and she'd take that and go to the line with them. And she would, sometimes, you use that tube now, the biggest time, she got a big old pan.
Yeah.
Where she'd take her clothes out of the machine, she'd take them out there.
Did you ever see the things they'd weave out of bark? A clothes basket? Clothes basket?
I don't understand you.
A basket?
Yes, I've seen. You mean a bag to put clothes in, or what?
Yeah.
And we have a bag where we put cotton and corn and stuff in. Homemade baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn, I see them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I got two baskets out there now, about like we go out. And I'm out. And I ain't even going buying no more. I ain't got nothing to put in.
When you were working out, and when your mother used to use a wood stove to cook on, she was out, you were out in the yard, she'd yell for you to bring in a...
Bring a ton of wood in here.
Yeah.
And we'd cut our wood. Sometime we'd cut it in stove length. Then we'd cut it in 4 foot length. We'd just stack it, haul it home, and cut it up at home.
When you went to the mill, how much corn would you carry?
As much as I could tote. I didn't have, and I was a boy like child. If I could tote half a bushel, I'd not even throw a bushel or two, that's 3 feet, whatever I could tote.
Yeah.
But when I got to be man enough to get me a horse along, well, I might carry a bushel and a half, sometimes 2 bushels.
You ever use a turn of corn, carry a turn of corn somewhere?
Yeah, a turn of corn.
Yeah.
No,
okay. But a turn was wood, the amount of wood you could carry.
Turn of wood?
Yeah.
Well, a turn of wood for a man would be in his arms, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd get that in the house like I do now. I'd go out there and get me a turn of wood and bring it to my fireplace. And what I think, and I'll have a stack it on the back porch, so when I get ready for it, I go down and get it. And I might have to go outside and get it. I stack it on the back porch back.